Okay, first of all, let's go around the room. This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Okay. There's good news, there's bad news, there's good news. The good news, you have white. The bad news, you're going to be playing against Robert James Fisher.
Well, you know, my name is James Robert Slagle.
Yeah. Well, today you're playing against Robert James Fisher. Mm-hmm. And the good news, he is only 13.
Oh, little kid, easy to beat little kids like that.
Right. So, played in 1956. White is of international master strength, and so is black. So we're talking players around about the 2400 mark. And just to set matters, I think about a year and a half after this game, maybe two years or so after this game, Fisher became a grandmaster. And three years or so after this game, he was playing in the candidates tournament in Bled, Zagreb.
Wow.
Playing in an all-play-all tournament with eight players in it. Four Russians and I think four non-Russians. Or it might, I think it was at least four Russians.
Wow.
Maybe there were five. I think there were five. That's one where Fisher, shall we say, pointed out that of the 20 games played between the Russians, only 20 of them were drawn. Only he puts it more subtly than me. All right, we begin. Game move for white, pawn, delta 4. Game move for black, knight, foxtrot 6. Game move for white, pawn, charlie 4. Game move for black, pawn, golf 6. Game move for white, knight, charlie 3. Big decision for black here. Two main systems that begin like this are either the King's Indian Defence or the Grunfeld. The Grunfeld is pawn delta 5 here. King's Indian Defence is what we're going to see today. Game move for black, bishop of golf 7. Now we're at one of the first big decision points for white. If you want to play it nice and slowly, pawn golf 3 or knight foxtrot 3 are quite popular. Pawn either 3 is also known here, playing it slowly, not too ambitious. But if you're turning up for a fight, just play like everyone else. Game move for white is pawn echo 4. So this is saying, I'm going to take you on. You let me have the centre, I'll take it. And you play according, and we'll just follow mainline theory.
Yeah.
The threat here now is obviously white playing pawn echo 5, so almost everyone plays pawn delta 6. There's no reason to allow pawn echo 5. Make white fight for it. As well as pawn delta 6, black could in fact play pawn charlie 5 there as well. That's another little offbeat system you need to be prepared for if you're going to play this setup as white, the white side of the King's Indian. Game move for black here is pawn delta 6. And now we're at another crossroads here for white. Yeah. I think the most common move is pawn foxtrot 3, aiming for the same-ish. Also very common here is knight foxtrot 3. Some players like to play bishop echo 2 first before knight foxtrot 3. Not much else left. Pawn golf three is now. So there's only one really good fighting system left for white. There's another system I should mention. White can play knight golf echo two here. That's known as the Kramer system. And the idea is to transfer the knight to golf three at some point. And we've had several games about a year and a half ago in this system, in the Kramer system. Now, the only system left for white that's got any fight left in this game move for white is pawn foxtrot four. Mm-hmm. The four pawns attack. Mm-hmm. Basically, white is just going to try and push black off the board with pawns. Okay. So,
not considered a very good move anymore, is it?
It's okay at our level. It doesn't get played much at the really top level.
Yeah.
I think at the Kasparov Karpov level, it shouldn't score well. No. Maybe if you let Fritz run for a month, it might find a line for white that appears to give good chances against what the present black experts are doing against it. But at club level, perfectly playable system. Yeah. Very dangerous for both players.
Black has to know how to counterattack white's center. If he just lets it sit there, then white gets a big advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is it. Well, at the grandmaster level, top grandmaster levels, they know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. At club level, anything goes in the four pawns attack. Okay. Now, black in the game plays castle's kingside. Game move for black is castle's kingside. Game move for white is knight foxtrot three.
Looks like a nice setup for white.
Yep. Game move for black is pawn Charlie 5.
It starts. Yeah.
Yeah. I think black could possibly play knight Bravo Delta 7. Maybe some players like to play bishop Golf 4. And I think the only other main alternative is knight Alpha 6. Mm. All right, white is just a crossroad now. Big decision to make. Any ideas? It's a question of personal preference. No move is better than any other move here. It's just a question of personal preference. How do you like your position in this? How do you like your variations in this position?
Yeah. Well, white... If white just wants a draw or something, he might just take the pawn and maybe exchange queens. And
it's not necessarily drawish. The database seems to favor white in Delta takes Charlie 5.
Oh, favor white?
But then again, it may be that the players playing Delta takes Charlie 5 are not at the Kasparov Karpov level.
Sure. Yeah.
On both sides of the board. And so it just seems to long-term favour white. Perhaps it's saying it's easier for black to make mistakes than white. Okay, so Delta takes Charlie 5 is useful for white at club level.
Or against Fisher, if you rated only 1,700, you might as well try it.
Yeah.
Okay, but these guys are equal. White thinks he can win against Fisher, probably. Because it's Delta 5 for white.
Delta 5 is without a doubt the main line.
Bishop Echo 2 would be another one.
Bishop Echo 2 is permitting black to transpose back into a Sicilian, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Moroxy bond there already, and
that's it. This is one of the strangenesses of opening theory, that you start off with a queen's pawn game and it turns into a mainline king pawn game.
Yep.
And you can almost, by playing around with your move order, do it the same way around. You can open with a king pawn opening and turn it into a queen pawn. And Fischer, I think, pointed this out in his My 60 Memorable Games, and he said that the Russian thinkers don't seem to worry because they don't see the game as an opening system for the middle game. They just look at the position and say, we just play this position from here. We don't care how we got here. We are here, and we have to play it correctly.
Yep.
Whereas Fischer was thinking, it's a king pawn game, and now it's a queen pawn game. Well, it's a queen pawn game, and now it's a king pawn game. Which is it?
Yeah.
Well, the answer is both roads lead to Rome. You get a middle game position, and you have to know how to play the middle game position, and it's irrelevant how you got there. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So pawn delta 5 is the mainline theory, the most popular move. And if you're going to play pawn delta 5, you have to be prepared for moves like pawn echo 6 and or pawn bravo 5 in reply and lots of fighting tension. If you want a more calmer game, then you could play delta takes Charlie 5 and trade queens. And this seems to give white a nagging edge at club level. Or there's the game move, which we have mentioned. The game move is bishop echo 2.
Let's see, I don't think anyone plays it, but it looks like it has something. What about echo 5 for white here?
I think it's too early.
Yeah, but it has some. It's kind of a nuisance to black. Where he's going to put his knight?
I think you can take. Oh, I see. Well, you could take. And which way is white going to take with the foxtrot pawn?
Yeah, I think he has to. Otherwise, black would play queen takes queen. At least that's
not. Yeah, I wouldn't play pawn echo 5 here. And
I don't think it's done, but it has some advantages and no completely obvious disadvantages, but I'm sure if you analyze, you find out it's not so good.
It's too committal. It's just too early.
Too many pawn moves. That'd be a move 5 for pawns. That would be an awful lot of pawn moves.
Yeah, and besides which, the delta 4 pawn comes under pressure. And if that gets traded off, the echo 5 pawn will be under pressure.
Yeah. Okay. Just a thought, though. Okay, so the move was delta 5? What?
No, bishop echo, game move, bishop echo 2.
Oh, 2, okay.
Oh, no. Okay, game move for black is Charlie 5 takes delta 4. So it is now a straight Sicilian. King's Indian has transposed into a Sicilian. And it's not quite dragon territory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is and it isn't.
It is from black's point of view, but...
It is, but white has played pawn, foxtrot 4, and white is setting up for castle's kingside.
And he's played Charlie 4 as well, yeah.
And played pawn, Charlie 4. So, as you said, it's a Moroxy bind. There's no way... I don't think white is king castle queenside. I think it's sensible to just go kingside and have your nice advantage of three pawns across the fourth rank.
Yeah.
I think instead of Charlie takes delta 4, black could also play either bishop gold 4 or knight bravo delta 7, but we're running short of examples. I think Charlie takes delta 4 is sensible, and it should just remove the tension straight away.
Well, in very general long-term, you're exchanging a bishop pawn for a center pawn.
Yeah, so you're looking for some play down the semi-open Charlie file.
Right. And you got a little better situation in the center than white.
And maybe you'll get the Charlie 5 square for a piece, depending on how you maneuver. Okay.
Or even so, 4.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly, There's only one move in the database here. Nobody seems brave enough to play queen takes dancer four, or stupid enough.
Oh, I think that...
It's not needed. You're just leading with your chin.
Yeah.
Game move for white is knight takes pawn, dancer four. The game move for black, I think, is fairly obvious. Any ideas?
Knight Charlie 6 is certainly, yeah, it looks like.
It's the best square for the piece, by far.
And no double pawn worries or anything, so there you go.
And it sets up a, does it set up a little tactic?
Yeah, it could.
It might. You have to be careful about knight takes echo 4.
Right.
I don't think it's on at the moment. If black had two moves, I'm not sure. I don't know enough about this. I suspect knight takes Charlie 6 might be an annoying intermezzo move.
So it's very complex.
you'd have to do a little bit of work at the board, but it's white to play.
These guys know the book at least till here, and probably more. Well, I don't know, the four pawn. White might know the book. Black might not. With the four pawn is rare enough. Well, we'll see. Of course, he is Fisher.
I think there'll be enough theory about in 1956.
Oh, it's there, but does Fisher have it in his brain? That's. White should have it. This is very natural continuation for white with the four pawn, but black, it's pretty rare for black, I think. Anyway.
Well, in the database I use for these sessions, there were only two games with Fisher playing against the four pawns at time.
That's it. So
and this is one of them.
No. Yeah, so but you know, white made the opening better than black. Well, so black would have the white would know whether knight takes pawn works, and black probably has to figure it out.
Yeah, there are some piece losses hanging around here for black in this sort of position. Mm-hmm. But there's also some danger for whites involved. There's no tricks involving like g4 in the air, not yet. Mm. All right, after knight Charlie 6, game move for black knight Charlie 6, it's white to play. Any ideas? Mm.
Well, black has to worry about that knight takes pawn thing. Though, as I say, he probably knows what to do here.
Well, knight takes echo 4 is only a worry if the only piece defending the knight on delta 4 is the queen.
Yeah, so a pretty natural move which would work. Take your worries away, anyhow, it would be bishop echo 3, I suppose.
Yeah. So if white plays bishop echo 3, if black tries knight takes delta 4, echo 4, knight takes echo 4, white simply plays knight takes knight echo 4 because the delta 4 knight is now doubly defended.
Still defended, sure.
After bishop echo 3, white would have to be prepared for moves like knight golf 4.
Oh, yeah.
There's some trick tactics involving knight golf 4. Because if you go bishop takes golf 4, mm-hmm. black goes bishop takes golf 4, white goes queen takes golf 4, apparently winning a piece, but you're not, because the doubly attacked knight on delta 4 is now taken with knight Charlie 6 takes delta 4.
Yeah.
Threatening knight Charlie 2, so the white queen has to come back queen delta 1. And that's helped black considerably because two minor pieces have been traded, and that's just what black likes in a slightly cramped position. It means white's pawn center becomes of less value, because you can't use them to push Black's pieces around because Black's been trading them off.
They become more like targets rather than attackers, even.
Yeah. White's trying to stifle Black out with a pawn set like this. And if you allow piece exchanges, you're just giving the player with the lesser space just what they want to trade off.
Yeah.
So Bishop Echo 3 is by far and away the most popular move here. And to go to the other extreme, there are three games in the database I consult involving Knight Takes Knight, Charlie 6. And they're all played by the same player. So somebody's done a little bit of homework. It's an under 18 player now, or maybe just turned over 18. I can't remember the name. It looks of Russian style origin, Soviet origin style name.
New notification from Mail, Bank of America. Your available balance. Mail bullet Yahoo action. New notification from Mail, Bank of America. Your available balance. Mail bullet Yahoo actions. New notification.
That doesn't look very good. Changing knights.
Well, he might have done some homework, put Fritz on it. Well, if I tell you that the results are 100%, they're three draws. So, but then again, I think he's playing them against juniors as well, or under 18s. I don't like to call a 17 and a half year old junior. You know, some of them can be 6'5" and 18 stone.
Got a couple kids.
and you call them junior, you know.
But just on the face of it, you know, that knight is moving one, two, three times. You know, it's giving back Tempi to Black.
Well, it's giving Black an unfamiliar pawn structure. If you're a Sicilian King's Indian player and you play the C5 King's Indian or the Sicilian, because you can get to this by a Sicilian move order, and I'm suspecting the three games that player has played have come in via the Sicilian move order. Mm-hmm. And this prediction is this position is fairly predictable from a Sicilian move order.
Yeah. So Foxfight 4 is pretty unusual, right, for the Sicilian.
It's less common. It's not the most common way of playing this type of Sicilian position. Mm. But if White's done the homework and Black hasn't, then White will have a greater understanding of what has worked in the past and what has failed.
It's a huge advantage if you choose the opening and you know it, and the other guy has to figure it out.
Well, it's not necessarily knowing what works, but eliminating what has failed in the past.
Yes.
Because if you can keep your position roughly equal, then it's up to your opponent to do exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
To lose a game of chess, you must make what the grandmasters call at least one error, if not two.
Mm-hmm.
At least one error. Yeah, you cannot lose if you don't make an error. So if you keep bouncing good moves back at your opponents, you can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easiest to go wrong in unfamiliar positions.
Yeah.
And you can play what you think are natural, good-looking moves, and they turn out to just give you a bad position 10 moves down the line.
That nobody, even Fischer, couldn't see that far in some complicated situations. Whereas if you know from book, Grandmaster games and all that...
So one player has probably got Fritz on it and has decided that Knight Takes Charlie 6 is playable, but it doesn't. It takes the opponents out of all their homework. That's all.
Well, that's the point, yeah.
No. And if he's put Fritz on it and let Fritz run for a weekend or two and play Fritz against Houdini against Hayarts, yeah, and set up matches... You can have a small database of computer versus computer games. Study them and find out the good ideas, find out the bad ideas, and you're prepared, your opponent isn't.
That's it.
Okay. All right. There's only really the one other move known that's popular here. Any idea?
Well, we bishop echo three was a game move, is that?
No, bishop echo three is not the game move.
We'll look at what white can do. Okay.
White to play. Bishop echo three is by far and away the most popular, but you have to be prepared for equalizing ideas involving knight golf. Not equalizing, no. Liquidating ideas to relieve much of the pressure on the black position by trading two pairs of minor pieces. So you've got to be prepared for the tactics involving knight golf four. So if you're going to play bishop echo three, you have to be ready for ideas like that. So it's not bishop echo three, it's not knight takes knight charlie six, it's another move.
White, I suppose, could play knight to foxtrot three.
I think you might just allow bishop golf four.
Yeah, but so what? And castle and... eventually get the two bishops out of that.
Maybe. All right. At club level, it's anyone's game. Like knight, foxtrot, three.
Yeah. I don't like it, but you could play knight to bravo three, I suppose.
I don't think anyone does that.
Mm-hmm. What else could you do? Oh, well. Well, if you've analyzed it or if you know from the book, you might just castle and see what he does.
And it's not castles either.
Goodness.
Well, you've got to know ideas. If you're not familiar with this system from either side of the board, I can see how you're going to struggle to find this way.
Yeah.
All right, but there's not much else left. The game move is knight charlie two.
Oh, the other way. Okay, yeah. That's a better retreat, I guess. You don't want to block your bravo pawn.
Yeah.
I don't like it, though. That's...
Well, white's got the three center pawns, okay? So white wants to back off on any moves that...
That's true.
That's allow black to exchange. Black would like to be able to play knight takes knight, delta four, and transfer the bishop via delta seven to charlie six to put pressure on echo four.
Uh-huh.
So by playing knight charlie two, black now has a problem of where, how do you get a bishop to charlie six? Okay, so white has played knight charlie two. And there are quite a few ideas involved here. Depending on how it goes, there's maybe knight echo three, and one of the knight goes in on delta five. Or I've even seen crazy ideas involving pawn bravo four. But you have to prepare pawn bravo four. Can't do it immediately. You might run into tricks involving knight takes pawn echo four. But that would be two minor. That would lose a whole rook with a bishop on charlie one. So pawn bravo four is a long term idea for white. Okay, it's black to play. Any ideas?
Yeah, it's true. Black has problems because it's not so clear out anymore how to attack white's center. And if he just lets it sit there with all the pieces on the board, that could be good for white. So this is interesting.
Well, white spent four pawn moves in the center. Black similarly played one, two, three, four pawn moves. But white still got three pawn moves working, whereas black's golf pawn and delta pawn aren't really working all that well.
White has made lots of moves with his that Charlie 2 knight also.
Okay, any ideas for black? How to complete development, coordination? Just a general plan. Can you put a plan together for black?
Yeah. I think he wants to maybe prepare the alpha bravo type break with alpha six.
I think white can satisfactorily stop that. I think It's a bit optimistic at the moment.
Then black, probably other Foxtrot 5 for black might be it.
If you can organize that, you'd have to play Knight Delta 7 first, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Of course, yeah. But that would at least, might be good because it does, the right idea, trying to break up white's center on the one hand and maybe take advantage. Black has a lead in development, so something could be interesting.
That's such an interesting idea there. If black ever plays the knight to delta 7 and successfully gets in Foxtrot 5 and takes an echo 4, we've got a French defense pawn structure, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Where white has tried to close the center and black's broken out with a Charlie 5, takes a delta pawn, and black's played a Foxtrot 6 challenge to a usual pawn and echo 5. Only it's a French style pawn structure with the two pawns, echo 7 and delta 6, pushed back one rank. But it's definitely this white's got two pawn islands. And black's got three pawn islands. And black's job is to use the centre pawns for dynamic breaks.
Right.
And white's job is to stop these pawns on the echo delta file from breaking. Bearing in mind this game was played in 1956, there's been updates to what happened since back then.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
So players have seen what the old guys did and improved on it. Okay. So a more popular idea than game move here is for black to play bishop echo 6.
Bishop echo 6?
A popular idea than game move is bishop echo 6.
Oh.
Well, Bishop Echo 6 is beginning to put pressure on Charlie 4.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, I think, is Bishop Echo 6 and then play Knight Delta 7. So your bishop is outside the pawn chain. Your bishop is outside the knight. And then the knight can come to Charlie 5 and start provoking white.
Yeah.
Another idea for black here is to play Knight Delta 7 immediately anyway, again coming to Charlie 5. That's opened up a long diagonal for the Golf 7 bishop. And another idea here for black is Queen Bravo 6, where most players tend to play Bishop Echo 3 in order to be able to castle. Yeah. And then the black queen comes to Alpha 5, and results seem to be roughly equal in that system.
Mm-hmm.
So Queen Bravo 6 seems to be an improvement over what we're about to see. Black in the game plays Bishop Delta 7.
Looks like he's just going to play back there, leave white's center alone, at least for a while. Don't know. White now can catch up and still have the center.
Yeah. All right, let's see how it works for a few moves. White in the game plays castle kingside. So black has just played game move. The game moves have been Knight Charlie 2 for white, followed by Bishop Delta 7 for black, followed by White Castle and Kingside, all game moves. And then black in the game. There are two moves here. When I was looking at the site, there was some Stockfish analysis. And Stockfish reckons here, if black plays Knight Echo 8, it's 0.00.
Planning Foxtrot 5.
Maybe you're right, yeah, maybe.
That was, you know, what I said before.
There's also the plan of a plan which plays in the English opening, because after all, if you think about this, the Sicilian is the English opening in reverse at Tampa Gap. Yeah. And English players will tell you that the manoeuvre knight echo 8 to Charlie 7 to echo 6 to Delta 4 is a well-known plan in the English style's pawn formation. Okay, so knight echo 8, Stockfish reckons is about 0.00. Well, what does Stockfish know? All right, black in the game move for black is rook Charlie 8. Yes. This is all the standard stuff in the Moxie bind. This is standard ideas. I prefer bishop echo 6 for black and knight delta 7 and take it from there.
Well, you could play the bishop move and the rook move, attacking that Charlie point twice.
Yeah, well, the way black's going to get at the Charlie pawn is with a knight alpha 5.
Yeah, but that could be a third hitter instead of... Okay, anyway, yeah. Well, bishop is a little vulnerable at echo 6. I could push on it at some point.
No, you can't. You need a pawn on golf 4 to make pawn foxtrot 5 a threat.
Uh-huh.
That would mean pawn hotel 3, golf 4.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So, look, Charlie 8 is the game move. White in the game. We had that. White's just castle king side. Black has played rook Charlie 8. White in the game. Game move for white is bishop echo 3.
Yep. So, white's. A long time.
White's catching up on development now. White's got four minor pieces out, and black's got four minor pieces and a rook. But black's got no targets, and white pieces are nice and comfortable. White's got more space, and black hasn't got a plan. Black's pieces aren't coordinating. Kingside pieces aren't coordinating with the queenside pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So white's just got more options, more space, more options. And no real weaknesses to speak of. Okay. Right, black in the game has only got one real plan. Game move for black is knight alpha 5. Threatening to win a pawn, knight takes pawn, Charlie 4. We're not going to let that happen. Any ideas? What can white do?
Though, by the way, if black takes that pawn, white can take, bishop takes alpha 7. There.
You got to be careful that you don't get trapped with pawn bravo 6.
Oh, yes.
Pawn bravo 6 and rook alpha 8 seem to trap a piece.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, so it's a little annoying, this attack on the pawn here. This is probably a good time to. You might worry about Bravo 3, but maybe you should do it and let Blackie win the exchange. But he's giving up a really important protector of his king.
What are you thinking about what?
Bravo 3.
You're looking about knight takes echo 4.
Yeah.
Tactic. Well, black will be losing two minor pieces for a rook and a pawn.
That's more than...
And total loss of the dark squares.
Yeah, so it's even easier for white to play Bravo 3 then.
Yeah, and what's more, black will have two rooks, but have difficulties getting the rooks into the game. If you end up with rook and pawn against two minor pieces, the player with the rook needs to get the rook active as soon as possible and get a pass pawn going as quickly as you can. If you don't get your rooks active and you don't get a pass pawn out of it, then the minor pieces will slowly come in and crush you. And that's telling you that the player with the minor pieces has to keep the pawn structure in such a way as to minimise the activity of the black rooks and to try and avoid black creating a passed pawn somewhere. And whoever achieves their aim will do okay. If black does give up two minor pieces for a rook and a pawn, you've got to make sure your rooks get in there quick. Otherwise, you will get pushed off the board eventually by two minor pieces. But if you can get a passed pawn and your rook behind it, then you can tie down the minor pieces. Okay, so knight alpha 5 is the game move, and you're thinking pawn bravo 3.
Yeah, so. I'm worried about that. How about for black then, bravo 5?
Bravo 5 has been known one game, and it's ended up a win for white.
Really? So looks. What would white do?
I'm not sure. I did mean to investigate that, but I got pushed into another variation somehow.
Black and black on the drawing file.
Well, the problem is, if you play Charlie takes Bravo 5, you lose your knight on Charlie 3.
Yep. And if you play knight takes pawn, bishop takes knight, you lose the knight on Charlie 2.
Yeah. All right. Well, there were three moves on the database here. There's one example of white playing knight alpha 3, which white won. There's one example of white playing pawn Charlie 5, in which black took it, delta takes Charlie 5, and then white pushed on with pawn echo 5, forcing the knight to echo 8, and white went on to win that, but I don't know how sound the pawn sacrifice is.
Yeah.
You'd have to examine the whole game to decide whether pawn Charlie 5 works. Only one example, but then again, maybe this position isn't all that common. And the only other game is the game, the only other move for white is the game move. So, if you reach this position in any of your games, pawn Charlie 5 is an interesting pawn sacrifice, but I suggest you study the game, which has been played. It might be flawed. Black might have blundered.
Well, it's white's move now, right?
It's white to move here. Black has just played knight alpha 5. Yeah. Knight alpha 3 has been played, white 1. Pawn Charlie 5 has been played, white 1. But I haven't examined these games to know if playing sound. And the only other move left is that, well, actually, no, the only other move left is the game move. If you don't want to lose a pawn. And that's the game move for white is pawn bravo 3.
Okay.
Now, as you have pointed out, Black has been known to play pawn bravo 5 here.
Yeah.
And I think that game was a win for White, but I don't know how.
Oh, well, I can't. The Charlie 2 knight is protected now.
Charlie 2 knight. So, but there are ideas. If you play knight 6 pawn bravo 5, you're losing your echo 4 pawn to knight take pawn echo 4.
Yeah, taking advantage of these kind of loose target pawns in the fourth rank.
And as knight takes pawn echo 4 comes in, bishop takes rook alpha 1. It's a possibility, though that might be a bishop sacrifice in the long term. All right, pawn bravo 5, I think, is dangerous for both players. Plenty of opportunity for both players to go wrong.
Complications.
Yeah, complications. And that's what you want if you're the higher rated player. So, I don't know what Fischer's mentality is here. I mean, he's playing an international master. He's an international master himself.
He's got to be thinking about winning. because he's getting better and better. Well, try to win, I think.
This is round one of the tournaments. Yeah. In round eight, he played somebody called Donald Byrne, which you might know as the game of the century.
Yeah, I guess I've heard that.
Yeah, you heard of the game. We studied that game in the coaching sessions. Fisher sacks his queen for some material and just gets a beautiful positional crush. Okay, so white has played pawn, bravo 3. It's black to play. Any ideas?
So by the way, after bravo 5, white could just simply play bishop takes alpha 7, right?
Yeah, you're losing back on Charlie 4, and you have to be careful about your Charlie 3 knights.
No, you could actually play bravo 4. Go push past the...
Yeah, so bravo 5, I think you'd have to get Fritz on it to be certain.
Yeah, it's complicated. But yeah,
But there's only one game in the database I consult. So it's telling you it's either doesn't work or players don't trust it.
Yes.
But you and I, on either side of the board, it could either win or lose. You know, it's creating complications and imbalance, and they may backfire on you.
Okay, so it is black's move right now.
Yeah. It's black to move. White has just played pawn bravo 3.
Jeez. If white gets away with that, it looks like he'd have a good position. Black's knight is out of play. Black rook is hitting on granite. The white rook can come to Charlie 1. I guess, well, there's knight to go 4 for black, maybe.
Yep, because you exposed the knight on Charlie 3. Even though you might be losing a knight to bishop takes golf 4,
yep.
In fact, white would... Well, white could play either bishop delta 4 or bishop delta 2. I would imagine bishop delta 4 would be the correct response to knight golf 4.
Yeah.
Knight golf 4 is known here, by the way, I think. And I think a single game ended in a draw.
That'd be kind of drawish because it's leading to piece exchanges. So that could be good for black in the sense he better exchange pieces or these, he may end up with a cramped game with all these.
Yeah, but it might be the dark squared bishop. Maybe the only piece going to be exchanged off is a dark squared bishop.
Mm-hmm. But blacks is better than whites, maybe.
Blacks is at the moment better than whites.
Yeah.
So black would not really want an exchange of dark squared bishops.
Right. Let's see what else can happen here. You could do simple stuff like alpha 6 or bravo 6.
In other words, black hasn't got a positive plan.
He's just defending a little bit, but...
So black is just going to sit on the position.
Yeah, which is a bad idea when you're cramped for space and all the pieces are on the board in general.
All right, so black hasn't got a positive plan anymore. So I think this comes back to the bishop delta 7 move.
Mm-hmm.
Because with the bishop on delta 7, the knight on foxtrot 6 can't retreat to delta 7.
Yeah.
So it's a question of organising your pieces. I mean, all right, maybe Fisher didn't have many examples to look at. I look back at 2019, and I can see his game. I wonder how many games Fisher has seen, which is backing up your comments of the previous, wasn't it? How much experience has Fisher got?
With the four pawn, yeah, because that's... By the way, Black could still maybe, and maybe should try, knight echo eight and push the foxtrot pawn. And...
Yeah. The knight echo eight at least has the advantage of gaining a tempo by attacking Charm 3, but it probably forces White to go bishop delta 4.
Yeah.
Or maybe White can go knight delta 4. And then play rook Charlie 1, and then White's got a nice comfortable position again. All right, so there aren't any obvious moves for Black. And if you look at the Black position, there's three pieces on the queen side and three pieces on the king side, and the queen stuck on d8, not knowing which way to go. There's no harmony, no coordination. So this is not the sort of position where you would sit down at the beginning of the game and say to White, would you like to start from this position, please?
Mm-hmm.
Black should not be negotiating this position to start with. All right, that's because history tells us, you know.
Maybe Black just has to retreat his alpha knight, which is not badly placed now, and then push the alpha pawn.
In other words, Black's just got to sit and wait.
Well, it's not so waiting. He can get his pawn down to alpha 4, and that's got some advantages.
And maybe admit that rook Charlie 8 wasn't the right idea, so he put the rook back on the alpha file.
Or, well, you know, he can leave it there temporarily, because you know, the Charlie pawn might be weak if White played Bravo takes alpha 4. But yeah.
So, okay. So you're taking advantage of the fact that the knight on Charlie 3 has to protect Echo 4.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, the game move is pawn alpha 6.
Oh, so he does. Okay, but and yeah, it's interesting because he can't play Bravo 4, I guess, as part of his plan. Bravo 5, I mean.
Yeah, okay. White's play. Any ideas?
You might want to get that rook off the alpha file.
Okay, rook Charlie 1 is safe and solid.
Yeah. We'd rather have it on delta file, so maybe he might. Well, it's hard to get the queen. Let's see. I guess now he's sort of telegraphing Bravo 5 from Black, so we should see what to do about that maybe. Okay. So one idea actually would be Queen Delta 2, let's say, to protect.
Well, that protects. That's a standard piece formation for White in the Moroxy bind, yeah.
And then the rook. The alpha rook maybe wants to go to delta 1 instead of Charlie 1.
Yep, these are all sensible ideas. Nothing wrong with them whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Was it Black is sort of even that we call that a threat? Bravo 5 for Black. Let's see. If he doesn't take that. It is kind of a threat, don't you say? Wouldn't you call that a threat?
Pawn Bravo 5 is a bit of a threat.
Yeah. So maybe we should try to stop that, can we? Let's see. Well, I guess it's the idea you had before, but and it's, well, knight to alpha 3, maybe. Well, it doesn't have much of a future there, though, either. And be defensive. Oh. Maybe, yeah, I see. Maybe knight to delta 4, huh?
You've still got the problem when pawn bravo 5 comes in, your Charlie 3 knight is in a pin.
That knight is pinned twice, so to speak, right? Yeah, by the rook and by the bishop. Interesting thing.
Yeah, the Charlie 4 pawn is pinned. Yeah.
Well, the Charlie 3 knight is also pinned, in a, or, you know, x-ray pinned or something.
It's on an x-ray attack, but the black fox dot 6 knight hasn't got any dynamic moves to take advantage. The only real dynamic move is knight takes echo 4. Mike just says, so what? Plays knight takes knight and echo 4, and after bishop takes alpha 1, queen takes alpha 1, it's black's kingside that's going to be very, very problematic. Mm-hmm. All right. On the grounds, it looks as if you haven't got a sensible mechanism. Well, you could play pawn alpha 4.
No, you can't, though, can you? It's...
Oh, the knight on bravo, knight takes bravo 3. That's a little bit of annoyance, isn't it? Yeah.
That would be quite a nuisance.
All right, so if you can't do anything about the queen side... All right. Who would you say is out of place in the black position?
Well, Alpha Knight is one.
What's its normal job in the centre?
Echo 5, huh?
It's not guarding any of the central dark squares, is it? So has White got a dynamic move?
Well, he's got echo 5.
Okay. So pawn echo 5 is a dynamic possibility.
White will end up with an isolated pawn, but he will also have the rook, the foxtrot file open and stuff, and chase the knight somewhere.
Yep. Well, echo 5, the knight's got to move, hasn't it? If it comes to hotel 5, pawn golf 4 traps a piece.
Yeah.
And if black trades on echo 5 or not, it doesn't really matter. The knight still has to move, and the only square is echo 8.
Though he could go right to echo 8, and then if white plays pawn takes pawn, black could play knight takes pawn.
White would not play echo 5 takes delta 6, I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, then white.
All right. If white plays pawn echo 5, somebody else has been pushed out of the centre, haven't they? If pawn echo 5, this foxtrot 6 knight is being pushed away, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what opportunity does that then allow white?
Oh, yeah. His knight can commit.
Wasn't that the problem piece, the knight on Charlie 3?
All right.
So we're beginning to see a plan emerge.
And he has blocked the diagonal too, so bishop takes rook Now, but as we said before, bishop takes rook. White might like that anyway.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So we're beginning to see a plan emerge from white. If pawn echo 5, let's assume black plays pawn takes pawn, white plays pawn takes pawn, foxtrot takes echo 5. The knight still can't come to hotel 5 because pawn golf 4, black loses a piece somewhere. And if knight echo 8, the knight on foxtrot 6 is no longer guarding a central square. So we're looking at an idea, pawn echo 5, delta takes echo 5, foxtrot takes echo 5, knight echo 8 forced, we think, and then knight delta 5. What do you notice? What happens with knight delta 5?
You're threatening Bishop Bravo 6, forking.
Bishop Bravo 6, which forks the Black Queen and the Knight Alpha 5 unprotected.
Yeah.
So Black.
That knight move, by the way, was a bad move for Black. I don't know. That doesn't look like a Fisher move.
Well, we'll see retrospectively whether it turns out good or bad.
Right, unless he has some even deeper plan, but it's hard to imagine. Okay.
Well, it's part of a logical plan to get him pawn Bravo 5. But if White is getting first in the centre, then it doesn't work. If White can't get in first in the centre, then it's okay.
Okay.
And you learn the easy way or the hard way. Either it works or it doesn't.
Yes.
So this could be the game that sets the scene for the rest of a few decades.
Yep.
All right. So, white to play, you can't stop pawn Bravo 5. So do you want some activity in the centre with pawn Echo 5? Are you going to take your chances with pawn Echo 5? There'll be a knight retreat to Echo 8 with or without a pawn trade, and then come in knight Delta 5. Are you content with that position?
Looks good, yeah.
All right, White agrees. The game move for White is pawn echo 5.
It's probably the old general strategy idea that if someone attacks on the flank, as Black was threatening to do, then you should attack in the center.
Respond in the center, yep. Well, it's usually the other way around, isn't it? If somebody's attacking in the centre, you attack on a flank. No, I suppose it goes both ways. It goes both ways.
I've heard it that way. If someone's attacking the flank, you attack in the centre. But it depends on the situation, of course.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's a double flank, opposite flank attack, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Black in the game plays Delta 6, takes Echo 5. And White in the game plays Foxtrot 4, takes Echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
And Black in the game plays Knight Echo 8. All right, so now White's got an Echo 5 pawn hanging.
Yeah.
Which, as you pointed out, could become a target to Knight Charlie 6, Queen Charlie 7. So you better make sure you're going to get something dynamic out of this position.
Yeah, that Gustav 7 diagonal bishop is doing a lot of good things down that diagonal, hitting three things.
Yeah, it's hitting an unprotected pawn, an unprotected knight, and a rook on alpha 1.
When you exchange with that, we may not worry about that one anyway.
We wouldn't be overly worried about the exchange,
right.
But I would be overly worried about losing a Charlie 3 knight for nothing.
Or even an Echo 5 pawn for nothing.
Okay, you better make sure you know what you're doing then. So White in the game plays Knight Delta 5. with an immediate throw. If now black plays pawn bravo 5, you have bishop bravo 6. So pawn bravo 5 has been stopped.
Right.
And the Charlie 3 knight has moved itself away from being a target. And there's a massive threat of bishop bravo 6 winning a piece. Black to play, any ideas?
Well, you'd have to look at least bishop takes echo 5, I guess. Drop and see. Maybe you can make a kingside attack out of this.
Okay. Let's have a look. Bishop takes echo 5, bishop bravo 6. Yeah, you either put a knight in the way or your rook in the way.
Right.
And either way, well, you're not going to put the rook in the way, are you?
No.
But there's, well, the problem is, white doubly owns Charlie 7. White's got two minor pieces hitting Charlie 7. So if you go bishop takes echo 5, bishop bravo 6 will come in.
No, look at this. If black could put the bishop at Charlie 7, he'd probably win the game. Wow.
Well, then, white simply goes knight takes bishop.
Oh, is that a knight on that square as well? Oh.
There's a knight on delta 5 as well.
Oh, too bad. Otherwise, that would have been wonderful.
So, if bishop takes echo 5, bishop bravo 6, bishop charlie 7 loses, knight takes the bishop charlie 7, black must play, I think, knight takes knight charlie 7, and then white simply goes bishop takes knight charlie 5, and white's a piece up for a pawn.
Yeah.
That's a clear win.
How unfortunate.
Oh, another idea, bishop takes echo 5, white plays bishop bravo 6, black plays knight charlie 7.
Yeah.
Or white just ignores this. Or does white, can white just ignore it? I think white should just go bishop takes alpha 5.
Yeah.
And if bishop takes rook alpha 1, queen takes alpha 1, that's two pieces for rook and pawn. But black's got the problem of next move, white is going to play knight takes knight on Charlie 7. And the only piece that can take back is the rook. So black's going to be losing an exchange or a piece on Charlie 7.
Yeah.
So the ideas involving bishop takes echo 5, bishop bravo 6, bishop takes alpha 1, queen takes alpha 1. Bishop takes echo 5, bishop bravo 6, knight charlie 7 first, and bishop takes alpha 5, black's a piece down, and bishop takes alpha 1 doesn't work, so queen takes alpha 1, and there's nothing black can do about knight takes knight charlie 7, and black loses either a piece or an exchange, depending on how black feels. In both cases, white is winning. So bishop takes echo 5 is no good. And the threat is bishop bravo 6, winning a piece.
At least, because the queen can't even run away.
No. Some players in Sicilians like to play their rook to Charlie 8, flip their queen to Charlie 7, maybe in either order, and then play queen bravo 8. But black hasn't got time for that here.
Rook Charlie 6 for black.
Okay, Rook Charlie 6 is one option. The other option was to move the attack piece with Knight Charlie 6.
Then the bishop won't come there anyway.
Right? Well, the bishop comes in on bravo 6, you're right. White has to put either a rook or a knight in the way. Yeah. And either way, black has to put a rook or a knight in the way. And either way, White just simply takes whatever lands on Charlie 7 with the knight, winning at least an exchange along the way on a piece.
Yeah.
So knight Charlie 6 loses horribly. Because Bishop Bravo 6, whatever steps onto Charlie 7 gets taken, knight takes knight Charlie 7, and white either wins a piece or an exchange, depending on how. In fact, it forces the win of the exchange. So after knight takes knight Charlie 7, black must play rook takes. Otherwise, the white knight just jumps back. And white then plays bishop takes or queen takes. So black will be losing the exchange. You'll probably be picking up the Echo 5 pawn, but at master level, that's not good enough. All right. So the game move is rook Charlie 6. Which stops Bishop Bravo 6.
Well, does it? Why? Do it anyway.
Well, Bishop Bravo 6, white black displays, rook takes Bravo 6.
Oh, that's two pieces, yeah.
Two pieces for the rook. That's not good trading.
No.
Especially with your Echo 5 pawn disappearing off the board soon as well.
Has to be the crucial move here. Don't see anything particularly. Maybe an interesting question would be, how should I go about looking for a move here?
Well, you're not going to play defensively, are you?
No, I'm looking for a
Yeah, so right. you're not going to play something to protect Deco 5.
Well, I was looking at Queen Delta 4, which protects that pawn, and maybe
you might allow tricks like Knight Delta 6.
Hmm. Yeah, somebody didn't like it.
It might get out to Foxtrot 5 there.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a thorough annoyance, wouldn't it? Queen Delta 4, Knight Delta 6, certainly Knight Foxtrot 5. Mm-hmm. All right, who isn't well placed in the white camp? Who isn't particularly working at the moment?
Well, the alpha rook.
All right, but then you're going to just lose your echo 5 pawn for nothing, have you?
Yeah. Queen is not so great. No.
Moves like bishop foxtrot 3 don't really do much. You lose your echo 5 pawn. You could go for a tactic involving knight takes echo 7, bishop takes charlie 6. But that would just give Black a really good game. So who else isn't working?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Knight of Charlie 2, that's all right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, any ideas where he can go?
And good thing if it comes forward, it hits the rook. That's nice. Mm.
So start investigating knight moves.
I did look at those. See, I didn't like to put a Delta 4 blocking that bishop that likes that diagonal. So I'm looking more at Bravo 4.
Which, if the rook goes backwards, you jump in with Bishop Bravo 6 winning this area somewhere.
He got that same thing again, yeah. So he's got to stay in the 6th rank.
Well, he can't go Delta or Foxtrot 6, so it would have to be Echo 6.
Yeah.
And then you're absolutely losing your Echo 5 pawn.
Right. Well, in a way, but he doesn't dare take his rook off the 6th rank. So.
No, if the rook retreats, Bishop Bravo 6 is winning material, decisive advantage for White.
Mm-hmm.
So if you play Knight Bravo 4, the rook has to go to Echo 6. What do you notice about it on Echo 6?
Hmm. Oh, then we get hit with the bishop, huh? Yeah, I see.
Well, what are you suggesting?
Bishop, is that goal 4?
Bishop goal 4. And the rook can't stay on the 6th rank anymore. Bravo 6 is doubly attacked. Yeah. Charlie 6 is singly attacked. Delta 6 covered by the pawn. Foxtrot 6 the pawn. And if you sit on Echo 6, you just lose it anyway. So the rook would have to come forward. Rook takes Echo 5. Now the rook's no longer on the 6th rank.
Yeah.
So, is Knight on Charlie 2 to Bravo 4 a risky move, or does it look favourable?
Looks favourable, but it's still complex. That's for sure.
You're right, it's still complex. Mm-hmm. Knight Charlie 2 to Bravo 4. Note that two knights can go to Bravo 4. Knight Charlie Bravo 4 forces Rook Echo 6. Bishop Golf 4, idea. Forces rook takes echo 5.
No, it doesn't really. Black could play bishop takes pawn there. Mm-hmm.
I think black ends up losing a piece after bishop takes rook. Bishop Bravo 6 is the age-old problem. White's going to end up picking off the bishop on Delta 7 and then taking the knight in Alpha 5, and Black's still got a bishop on Alpha 1 attack. So if we got to the point of analysing Knight Charlie Bravo 4, Rook Echo 6, Bishop Golf 4, if Bishop takes Echo 5, Bishop Echo 6 takes a Rook, Bishop takes Alpha 1, takes a Rook, pieces are equal, Bishop Bravo 6 kicks the Black Queen, and whether she moves or a piece interferes, White then flicks in Bishop takes Bishop Delta 7, and then picks up Bishop takes Knight Alpha 5.
Yeah.
And White wins a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So after Bishop Golf 4 idea, if the White Rook sits still, it does him no good. And if the White Rook takes an Echo 5, you've got to be calculating what happens after Bishop Bravo 6. All right, what do you notice after the proposed idea of Knight Charlie Bravo 4, Rook Echo 6, Bishop Golf 4, Rook takes Echo 5? Something has happened in the position. When the Rook hits the fifth rank.
Mm-hmm. I've been sitting the knight.
Yeah, what else? What else can the Rook do on the fifth rank?
And by the way, it's hitting the bishop.
On Echo 3, yeah. But that's moving to Bravo 6 anyway, isn't it?
What's that?
If Rook takes Echo 5, the bishop on Echo 3 is going to go to Bravo 6 anyway, isn't it? That's the whole plan.
Oh, right, gets out of the way.
The whole plan of kicking the Rook about is so Bishop Bravo 6 becomes playable.
Right.
So what do you notice when the Black Rook, say in this line, lands on Echo 5? What can the Black Rook do on Echo 5?
Well, it protects the knight. No.
Ah, but we're about to lose the knight on Alpha 5, aren't we?
Yeah.
So when the white bishop comes in on Bravo 6 and takes an Alpha 5, what do you notice about the white pieces?
Well, they're lined up, so you can, if you chase the knight, then the rook takes bishop would come in.
In other words, the Delta 5 knight is pinned to an unprotected Alpha 5 bishop.
Yes.
So the knight is vulnerable. A knight on at Delta 5 is pinned to a potential white bishop on Alpha 5.
Yeah.
So that means if the knight moves, the whole idea of winning material is gone. You've lost your Echo 5 pawn, and Black regains a piece on Alpha 5, so the knight could never move while the bishop is still on Alpha 5. So that gives Black an opportunity to do what against the knight on Delta 5?
Mm-hmm. We could chase it with a pawn. Mm-hmm.
Go pawn Echo 6.
Yeah.
And if the knight moves, White loses the bishop. And if the knight stands firm where it is, Black will have pawn takes knight Delta 5.
Yep.
Okay. So, we got a plan. Black's got a plan, White's got a plan.
Yeah.
So the game move for White is Knight Delta 4.
So he starts it.
Knight Delta 4.
Oh, Delta 4 you go, okay.
White Knight Delta 4.
He doesn't mind blocking that bishop. Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay.
Well, the rook must go back to Charlie 8. Yeah?
Oh, this is the other way doing things.
Yeah. So, the game move is Knight Delta 4, and the game move for Black is Rook Charlie 8.
This is a different kind of continuation than we saw before. Yeah.
And the game move for white now is knight Charlie 2. So what he's doing is he's toying with him.
Could be because, cock problems, or it could be...
He's gaining two moves on the... White is gaining time on the clock for both players. But it's a psychological. Yeah. I play a move, knight delta 4. You must. You get no choice. All right, there's no must. But if you do anything other than rook Charlie ace, I'll have an exchange and be winning.
Yeah.
So really, after knight delta 4, the game move, black had little choice. There was no other sensible move other than rook Charlie 8, so it was a forced reply. And then white just says, knight back to Charlie 2. I recreated the threat of bishop bravo 6 again. Mm-hmm. So you have to dance like a marionette to my tune.
So white can like force a draw here.
Yep. The game move for black is rook Charlie 6. So white could play knight delta 4. Rook Charlie 8, knight Charlie 2, rook Charlie 6, knight delta 4, propose a draw, and black would accept. So, technically, white has the advantage here, because white can end the game. Or force black to play on a hopeless exchange down.
So he has at least a draw. And he has to decide whether he wants to try to win.
He has a psychological advantage now that he's got black forced to reply according to his wishes. Okay, so we put two more moves on the score sheet and two more moves on the clock. So now it's up to white to say, do I want a draw or do I want more? So you can afford to invest a bit more time and examine the consequences of knight Charlie 2 to Bravo 4 more deeply and work out whether they lose. If they lose, you don't play it. If they give you equality, you can play it. Because you have a draw with knight delta 4. You might be able to play knight delta 4 and retreat to foxtrot 3. So basically, white has a position where white can say knight delta 4, I can claim a draw. Or I can play knight on Charlie 2 to Bravo 4. Create some complications, and if I think they aren't bad, I'm okay, they are not going to give me a bad position, then I'll play this one anyway, because you might get it wrong. Mm-hmm. So black has just played rook Charlie 6, and white in the game plays knight on Charlie 2 to Bravo 4. So white's saying, I had a draw, but maybe I've always got equality anyway. So I might as well force you to find equality as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not going to be worse in any of the lines beginning nice on Charlie 2 to Bravo 4, I'm going to force you to find the best moves as well. Okay, knight on Charlie 2 to Bravo 4, game move. Black game move is rook echo 6, forced. Any rook retreat Charlie 8 allows bishop Bravo 6, and white wins at least a piece of the exchange somewhere on the line.
Ooh.
So, white to play, black has just played rook echo 6. You've committed yourself now, because previously when you played knight delta 4, the rook could not go to echo 6. You cannot retrieve the position now. You've passed the point of no return.
Yeah.
So you must follow up with the plan we discussed. You must play game move for white as bishop golf 4.
Mm.
Now you have to be careful about pawn foxtrot 5.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Okay. You would play pawn takes pawn on passant. And if rook takes bishop echo 3, foxtrot takes bishop golf 7. And if king takes golf 7, queen delta 4 check picks off the echo 3 rook.
Mm.
There are other lines, but pawn foxtrot 5 will be too loose now. because if pawn takes pawn, foxtrot 6. And if bishop takes pawn, foxtrot 6, simply bishop takes rook, echo 6 is check now, to be followed by bravo 6, winning more material. So black has no choice. Bishop go 4, pawn foxtrot 5 loses, I think, to echo takes foxtrot 6. So black has no choice. Bishop go 4. Back in the game, plays rook takes pawn, echo 5. Bishop takes pawn, just runs into the same problem. White plays bishop takes rook, black plays or bishop takes rook, and then we get the same idea of bishop bravo 6. White then flicks in bishop takes bishop down to 7 and picks up on alpha 5. So, the rook is now on echo 5, white to play. The echo 3 bishop is backwardly protected, by the way, from down to 5, but you have to get the move order right here. You have to get the move order right. White to play, black has just played rook takes echo 5. Any ideas? You must get it right.
So at this instant, black is a pawn up.
Black's a pawn up, but potentially losing a piece to bishop bravo 6 takes alpha 5. But you've got to get your move order correct.
Go for bishop is protected by the queen.
Well, there are two moves to consider, aren't there? You either play bishop bravo 6 immediately, or you trade bishops on delta 7.
Yeah.
But if you trade bishops on delta 7, the black queen comes off delta 8, so bishop bravo 6 is no longer a skewer.
Yeah, it looks worse.
So bishop takes delta 7 is a mistake, because the queen takes delta 7. Bishop bravo 6, the knight just moves.
Yep.
So white has no choice. The game move for white must be bishop bravo 6.
Okay.
Now there's two moves to analyse for black here. There are three. You either put a piece in the way, knight Charlie 7, you move the queen, or you go for tactics with bishop takes bishop golf 4. All right, let's analyze. If you play knight Charlie, the game moves bishop bravo 6. We're analyzing now. First variation to look at is knight Charlie 7. Well, simply bishop takes bishop delta 7, queen takes delta 7, and then white can choose between anything takes Charlie 7. I think bishop takes Charlie 7 is the correct idea, because it hits a rook on echo 5 and it hits a knight on alpha 5.
Yeah. Get move the target to bishop.
Yeah. So knight Charlie 7 is a disaster. In fact, knight Charlie 7, you play bishop takes Charlie 7 first, hitting the queen. And if you want, you can either play bishop takes knight alpha 5 or bishop takes rook echo 5. You might want to flick in bishop takes bishop delta 7 first. But you won at least a piece on Charlie 7.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe an exchange on echo 5. Then you'd be a whole rook up.
That would be good.
So knight Charlie 7 is a disaster. So the other move to look at is bishop takes bishop golf 4. Well, white just simply plays queen takes bishop golf 4. And then black's got the same problem. The queen is attacked and the knight is attacked. So black will be losing a piece.
Yeah.
So the game move for black is to play Queen Charlie H. Game move for black is Queen Charlie H. And now, black is threatening bishop takes bishop gold four, winning a piece. Mm-hmm. White to play, what does white do?
Pointed out, if bishop takes knight, then black can
win a piece back immediately. Bishop takes bishop, gold four.
Bishop takes bishop almost seems forced.
Well, anything else allows black to go bishop takes bishop.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if you retreat, black will move the knight from alpha 5 to charlie 6. So white in the game plays bishop takes bishop delta 7 check and attack tempo on the black queen. I don't think black has much choice. The queen is attacked. She can't do anything sensible other. Well, game move for black is to play queen takes bishop delta 7. So white plays bishop takes bishop delta 7. Black plays queen takes bishop delta 7. It's white to play. And there's a knight hanging on alpha 5. Are you going to take it?
Wait a minute. Isn't the queen hanging?
So what?
Queen plays queen. So you
there's, knight, there's a knight on delta 5.
Move it. Check with it. Foxtrot 6.
Okay. So what does black do after knight foxtrot 6 check?
Resign. Looks like resign to me.
Examine the whole board.
Uh-oh. Oh, knight takes knight. Darn.
Yeah, knight. If white were to play knight fox dot six, check. Black could play bishop takes fox dot six and lose his queen. So queen takes queen. Black might play pawn takes knight fox dot six, check and lose a queen to queen takes queen. But black could play knight on echo 8 takes fox dot six, win a piece, and backwardly guard his queen.
Amazing.
Okay, so knight fox dot six check doesn't win a queen because of knight echo 8 takes fox dot six, defending delta 7.
Darn on.
You're a pawn down. What compensation do you have for it?
Well, you've lots of space.
Yeah, but what was the idea of Bishop Bravo 6?
Well, you can take that knight. That's
well, if you don't, you used a pawn down for nothing.
Yeah.
So the game, that's the whole point of the plan of kicking the rook to Echo 5.
We'll see what happens. Okay, we'll see. It looks like Black can get it back with the pawn move, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Black can get the piece back. But is, so the material looks like it's going to be equal. But is the position equal?
Black's actually up a pawn, isn't he, or something?
Yeah, but when Black wins a piece back on Delta 5, it'll cost a pawn.
Oh, okay.
All right, the game move for White is Bishop takes Knight Alpha 5. So the game move, White just plays Bishop takes Alpha 5.
That was a bad move, putting the Knight there.
Anyway. And the game move for Black is Pawn Echo 6. Which pins the knight on Delta 5 to the Alpha 5 bishop, which is unprotected. So, having commented earlier on Black's lack of coordination, it's now White's pieces that don't coordinate well. They've won their piece, but in doing so, the bishop on Alpha 5 and the knight on Bravo 4, they've done their job to win the material, but now they're looking rather silly. Mm-hmm. So White needs to start regrouping. At any point, Black can play Echo takes Delta 5, and White will probably play Knight takes Pawn Delta 5, and then we're arguing about the state of the minor pieces when, you know, should such an exchange, should such a sequence of moves occur. So, what can White do in this position? Any ideas? General ideas?
It's 5:01 p.m.
Yeah, general ideas. What can White do?
Well, I'm looking at, if he moves the knight and Black plays queen takes queen, White would get a, might be able to do an in-between move to do some damage. Like what?
All right, who's out of play?
For White?
For White, yeah.
Still the Alpha Rook.
Yeah.
You could put the rook on a try file and after pawn takes nine, pawn takes pawn, the rook is on a good file.
Wouldn't you rather take with the knight and have a dominating knight in the centre of the board?
Well, yeah, there's that.
All right, there's nothing wrong with rook Charlie 1. Black would play Echo takes Delta 5, White Knight takes Delta 5, and then White, Black would have to move the rook to avoid Bishop Charlie 3, and it looks as if it's beginning to fizzle out. Mm-hmm. So, who isn't working well for Wise?
Charlie Rook.
Yeah, but we've had a look at that. Rook Charlie 1 doesn't seem to do much good. It doesn't do any harm, but it's not giving Black anything to think about, is it?
It is also, but still on a bad diagonal.
Yeah.
Rook is still a problem. Well, Queen's not doing much in a way, you could say, I guess.
There's no weaknesses in the black position to his.
Bishop Charlie 7.
Well, that would just force the rook to move somewhere.
Yeah, but then you save your bishop, right? Well, sort of. Well, not.
Yeah, but if you ever then move the knight, black just simply played queen takes the bishop on Charlie 7.
Yeah, that's true. Because you see, of course, he can't play bishop. He can't play knight takes bishop. Because then the queen is lost.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're looking at Bishop Charlie 7. And if black plays knight on echo 8 takes Charlie 7, then knight foxtrot 6, something takes it, queen takes queen, delta 7. Yeah.
Yep. But he can move the rook instead. Well, I guess he could simply raise rook takes knight. Huh? Oh, no, well, yeah, he can.
Yeah, rook takes knight, knight takes, and then bishop takes rook, queen takes, and then the knight and echo 8 takes Charlie 7. And it looks as if it's an awful lot of pieces have just been traded off.
Oh, unfortunate.
And white happens to be a pawn down in the middle of all that.
It's kind of a cute move.
So bishop Charlie 7 loses to rook takes knight delta 5.
Mm-hmm.
So pawn takes delta 5, bishop takes alpha 1, queen takes alpha 1, knight takes Charlie 7. White's got echo takes delta 6 to get out of there. So it looks as if no, White's still losing a pawn in the transaction. White's only got two pawns against three kingside black pawns, so White will be under some. But it looks like queen and knight against queen, rook and knight against queen, rook and knight. I'd rather be black. So bishop Charlie 7 is not a good idea for White.
It's cute, but no good.
All right. Here's a stupid way of thinking. I was once in a congress where a player said, "I absolutely, utterly need a bishop. A knight on golf 5. My attack needs a knight on golf 5. So do you know what he did?
Mm-hmm.
He took knight takes bishop golf 5.
Mm.
His opponent burst out laughing.
Mm.
Because the bishop he took on golf 5 was his own piece. So imagine if it was legal to take your own pieces. What could you do here?
Oh, I see. Bishop go four, you talking about?
There's no bishop, no light squared bishops. You mean bishop where?
Bravo four, sorry.
Ah, so if you could get a bishop to Bravo four, would that give you any advantage?
Well, it saves the bishop, so to speak, and it also threatens bishop takes four.
So we're looking at an idea of releasing the bishop by maybe Bravo four. And that might create some tactics up the delta file. Black will have knight delta six, but it might be getting uncomfortable. So if there were no knights on Bravo four, you'd be looking at bishop Bravo four, wouldn't you? But because the knight was on Bravo four, you didn't look at bishop Bravo four.
Let's see.
So that's why I was pointing out, if you could take your own pieces, you look at bishop takes knight as an idea. But because the knight is on Bravo 4, you're saying I can't move it to Bravo 4. Well, you can't, yes.
Mm.
Now, have you got any good ideas involving the Bravo 4 knight?
Well, he can move forward. He can take the pawn, though, then he could just go ahead and take it. So maybe knight Charlie 6 protects the bishop temporarily.
Black's got a Bravo 7 pawn.
Yeah, but so he takes it. Now he's threatening the knight twice, but.
Yeah, and the knight can't move because it's in a pin.
Yeah. But you can play the bishop where you want it. Looks like you lose two pieces for a rook. That's not too great.
No.
Oh, what's that? Well, Black is trying to get his piece back, right? So it's not so bad. Yeah, you get two pieces for a rook and a piece.
If you play knight Charlie 6, Bravo takes Charlie 6. Bishop Bravo 4, pawn Charlie 5. Oh, no, not pawn Charlie 5, sorry. All right, knight Charlie 6. Bravo takes Charlie 6. Bishop Bravo 4, knight Delta 6. Now what? You're giving your piece back. Oh, you could move your knight to somewhere. And then you're threatening queen takes knight Delta 6 or bishop takes knight Delta 6.
And I think you would have the knight to foxtrot 6 check thing then, because that knight is moved.
But all you're doing is giving knight foxtrot 6. Oh, bishop takes foxtrot 6. You could play rook takes foxtrot 6, and then the delta 6 knight is in a pin. But there's rook foxtrot 8 to just about protect this. It's unpleasant. It's very unpleasant. Black just about hangs on.
You might have bishop takes delta 6, forking the two rooks.
Oh, you go bishop takes delta 6 first, queen takes, then knight foxtrot 6 check. So here's your plan. Knight Bravo Charlie 6. Bravo takes Charlie 6, bishop Bravo 4, knight delta 6, bishop takes delta 6, queen takes delta 6, knight foxtrot 6 check. Bishop takes it, and then queen takes queen, delta 6.
Yeah.
And the foxtrot 6 bishop hangs for a move.
And I think you're ahead of a lot of material, right, anyway.
Oh, it's crushing. It's absolutely crushing. Absolutely crushing. You were already a piece up before you played knight. Oh, no, you were equal when you played knight foxtrot 6, Joe. You're equal in pieces, but two pawn, when I think a pawn down. All right, so knight Charlie 6 is an interesting idea. Let's assume Bravo takes Charlie 6. Bishop Bravo 4. Black could go pawn takes delta 5 on you. And after bishop takes foxtrot 8, king takes foxtrot 8. What's happened there? Black's got two pieces for a rook and maybe a pawn out of this. So you're giving away your three minor pieces for one rook. You play knight Charlie 6, you lose that. You go bishop Bravo 4, you lose Delta 5. You go bishop takes Fox plus 8, king takes, you lose that. So you're giving away three minor pieces for a rook. You were a piece up already.
Yeah.
I think Black's going to be winning that. That's such a winning.
So it is, in effect, you're giving away two minor pieces for a rook, which is not so great.
No, you're giving away three minor pieces for a rook.
No, but you already have one piece, if you look at it that way.
Yeah, but Black's grabbed a pawn in the process, hasn't he? Yeah. So Black will have two minor pieces and a pawn for the rook.
Not a good deal.
It's not. All right, why do you keep wanting to play knight Charlie 6, giving away a piece to get this idea of bishop Bravo 4?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Yeah, you can play the knight back and hit the rook, can't you?
Knight to Delta 3.
Yeah.
And then you vacate the square, Bravo 4, with gain of tempo by attacking the Echo 5 rook.
You sure do.
This is it. The game move for white is knight Delta 3.
Wow.
Okay, so the black rook is on Echo 5 attacked. It's got to go somewhere, but where? If it comes forward, Echo 4, then the knight on Delta 5 is no longer pinned.
Right.
So if black wants to get the piece back, the rook must stay on black's fourth rank.
It's kind of a theme of this game, having to stay on a rank.
Yeah, he had to stay on his third rank to protect Bravo 6 square, but he got forced away. Now he has to stay on the fourth rank. Clearly, if he goes rook foxtrot 5, there'll be a trade of rooks, yeah, followed by the knight, then the knight is free to move.
Yep.
So white's a piece. Oh, but hang on, rook foxtrot 5. You trade a pair of pieces, white's a piece up. But if white moves the piece somewhere, then bishop takes alpha 1 becomes possible.
We could let him do that, though.
Okay, rook fox shot 5 idea for black. Rook takes rook. Golf takes, and it's white to play. Golf takes fox shot 5. Now the delta 5 knight hangs.
Right.
But the white rook on alpha 1 hangs. So white is a piece up, but two pieces are attacked. White can go bishop Bravo 4. And then both players have a rook hanging. If black plays bishop takes rook, white plays bishop takes rook.
Yeah.
Black can flick in bishop delta 4 check.
Ouch.
We need something better. So we've rook foxtrot 5, rook takes rook, golf takes foxtrot. Bishop Bravo 4. You go bishop takes alpha 1, queen takes alpha 1.
Yep.
Now, if black does nothing, you play bishop takes fox.8. If black comes in with knight delta 6, you come in queen echo 5, threatening to play bishop takes knight again. And after queen echo 5, if black plays rook fox.8, you can play bishop charlie 3, threatening mate on golf 7 or hotel 8.
Yep.
So this idea involving bishop takes alpha 1 allows white the possibility of lining up a queen bishop passeri on the dark squares by playing queen takes alpha 1, queen to alpha 5, bishop Charlie 3, and the queen and bishop are the right way around for a mating attack. Now, it might not mate. The black king might be able to run away with king foxtrot ace. Oh no, but queen golf 7 is mate because there's a knight on delta 5 guarding the flight square echo 7.
Anyway, wow.
So rook foxtrot 5 doesn't work.
This idea of sacrificing exchange on alpha 1 is a really good, useful one.
Yeah. Black would have to be very careful about playing bishop takes alpha 1. All right, so black puts the rook on hotel 5. Mm. It might as well go to a light square because you don't want to put on a dark square just in case. Of course, on hotel 5, it's made itself vulnerable to something else again.
Might simply go golf 4, I suppose.
I don't think you want to go loosening your kingside positions with pawn golf 4. It would force rook golf 5, and then you've got to analyze about rook takes golf 4 check. And
well, it's protected by...
Oh, you've got a queen on it, you're right.
But it is opening things up. Sure.
Well, if golf 4, black goes pawn takes knight, I think. And if pawn takes rook, black then goes bishop takes rook alpha 1. It's getting a bit tricky. Queen takes alpha 1. And then black might have delta takes Charlie 4, hitting the knight on delta 3. White's technically a piece up in all of this, but white's losing quite a lot of pawns. And the king is opened up to queen golf 4 check. As soon as you play queen takes alpha 1, queen golf 4 check is in the air. And who knows what sorts of complications could come out. If nothing better, pawn golf 4 might create something for you, but is there anything better?
Well, it's knight foxtrot 4.
Knight on, I assume the knight's on delta 3, because if you move the delta 5 knight, you're going to lose your alpha 4, 5 bishop.
Sure, yeah.
So what you've done is, you've recreated, if you play knight on 3 to foxtrot 4, you've recreated the same relationship of the knights, but you vacated Bravo 4 in the process.
Right.
So you have the trick of Bishop Bravo 4 with all the nasty ideas of if black plays Knight Delta 6, you take it and then play Knight Foxtrot 6 check, winning the Black Queen. So the game move for white is Knight on Delta 3 to Foxtrot 4. Another tempo attack on the Black Rook.
It also is... Then I had a just better place over there than where it started. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Knight has to be ready to recapture on Delta V. Black at some point is going to be allowed to guess in Echo 6 to Delta V. White can't really avoid that. That's just one of the facts of life.
Mm-hmm.
But can White create problems or difficulties elsewhere in the meantime before Black gets the piece back? All right, so it's Knight and Fox at 3 to Delta 4. You're threatening Knight takes Rook Hotel 5. Now, Black could get greedy and play Bishop takes Alpha 1.
Mm.
White should play, I think White should play Queen takes Alpha 1.
Yeah.
And if black moves the rook somewhere, where can it go? Say foxtrot 5. White can go bishop bravo 4 to begin with, or white could start on the idea of queen delta 4 and bishop charlie 3 again.
Right. Yeah, I think black is too weak on the dark squares then.
Actually, if black goes bishop takes rook, White simply plays knight takes rook. And if black removes the bishop, white, what does white do? White's always got bishop bravo 4 in the middle of all this to get an exchange back.
Oh, man. Oh, then once knight takes rook, then the knight is not pinned anymore.
Yeah, and furthermore, not only that, but when white plays knight takes hotel 5, white chooses to lose the knight on hotel 5 instead of the knight on delta 5, which means black's kingside pawns will be doubled hotel pawns.
Yeah, it'd be ugly. Yeah.
So if in this position black to play with the knight rook hanging on hotel 5, if bishop takes hotel 1, white simply plays knight takes hotel 5. And if the bishop retreats back to golf 7, white manoeuvres knight on delta 5 to foxtrot 4, which opposes queens. And when if black plays queen takes queen, you play rook takes queen. And when white plays, when black plays pawn takes knight on hotel 5, there's bishop bravo 4 to get the exchange back. And then white's just got the better pawn structure. And white's rook's getting in. I mean, Bishop Bravo 4 might win a piece or get an exchange. Either way, white's going to be much better. Because white started all this a piece up.
Mm-hmm.
So, black can't afford Bishop takes Alpha 1, Knight takes Hotel 5, Bishop Golf 7, Knight on Delta 5 to Foxtrot 4, I think. Opposing Queens, and then Bishop Bravo 4 picks up an exchange. Even though white's got a piece hanging on hotel 5. Oh, if the bishop goes back to golf 7, knight takes it. So, yeah, the bishop would have to retreat to somewhere like echo 5.
Yep.
Though it could go delta 4 chair. Ah, that's what happens then. Okay, this is the idea. Bishop takes alpha 1, knight takes hotel 5. You can't go bishop delta 4 check because there's still a knight on delta 5. So the bishop may go back to, say, hotel 8. And then we go bishop bravo 4, ignoring the knight on hotel 5. Oh, hang on, white's going to lose both knights in this position. this is beautiful. Look at this. You will laugh when you see this. Bishop takes alpha 1. Knight takes hotel 5. Bishop bravo 2, say. Either knight to foxtrot 6 check.
Uh-huh.
Knight, black knight on echo 8 takes foxtrot 6. Whichever knight is left takes knight on foxtrot 6 check. And the queen on delta 7 has no defense anymore.
Yeah, you can take the knight, but then you lose the queen. So.
Yeah. So when the second knight comes in on Foxtrot 6 check, black plays bishop takes it, but you lose your queen to queen takes queen down to 7.
Yep.
So bishop takes half of 1 is no good for black. So the rook must move again. So black plays rook Foxtrot 5. Game move for black is rook Foxtrot 5. So now it's up to white. You can either move your Charlie Rook or you can go for the complications with bishop. Don't forget, you still got a knight attack, but you are a piece up. And when you lose your knight on Delta 5, you'll be playing knight takes Delta 5, getting a pawn back.
And there's also Gulf War.
If you want to loosen your position up, yep. So, do you play defensively, move your alpha rook, or do you play attackingly and move your alpha 5 bishop to bravo 4?
Mm. Looks like bravo 4, I think.
It's the only way to keep the game tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the only way to try and confuse an opponent.
You're trying to confuse Fisher, that's...
So this is it. The game move is bishop bravo 4.
Yeah.
And clearly, if black plays knight delta 6 to block the diagonal, bishop takes knight delta 6, queen takes bishop delta 6, knight fox dot 6 check, and the black queen on delta 6 falls. No defender. Black will go, of course, bishop takes knight. All right, let's look at this. Knight delta 6, bishop takes delta 6, queen takes delta 6, knight fox dot 6 check. Bishop takes fox dot 6, queen takes queen, delta 6. Bishop takes alpha 1, rook takes alpha 1. White's got rook, queen and knight against black's 2 rooks. That should be enough.
Hmm.
Yeah, white's got, black's got 2 rooks. Oh, 2 rooks and a knight. No, the knight's gone. So black's only got 2 rooks against queen, rook and knight. So white's got queen and knight against the rook. Should be just enough. All right, so after bishop bravo 4, black can't play knight delta 6. Right, black to play. Black is going to lose an exchange on Foxtrot 8 no matter what.
Yeah. Probably better just take the knight.
Are you thinking pawn takes knight and if white goes bishop takes rook Foxtrot, black can do something. Maybe bishop takes rook alpha 1.
Or you can take the other knight.
It's protected from rook on Foxtrot 1.
Oh, boy. Too bad about that.
Well, the bishop on bravo 4 means the knight on delta 5 is no longer pinned.
Mm.
So it could retreat knight echo 3 and queens oppose each other.
Mm.
And white's always picking up an exchange on Foxtrot 8. And you're a piece up if you're getting knight echo 3. So. Yeah, if bishop takes rook, yeah.
And, get the piece back while he can, I think.
Yeah, and knight echo 3 creates a complication and threatening. Knight takes Foxtrot 5. So you're quite right. Black in the game chooses Echo 6, takes Delta 5. Yeah, you're quite right. You won't see it again. Okay. So Black's got the piece back. What are you going to do, White? You can take your rook or you can take a pawn.
So the pawn is pinned, so he can't play pawn takes pawn.
So the queen, the black queen on delta 7 is badly placed, yeah.
So probably just bishop takes rook.
Okay, that's the game move. White agrees with you. White in the game plays bishop takes rook, foxtrot 8. Back to play. Any ideas?
So this instant, white is a rook up.
But White has got a rook hanging on L4-1.
Yeah, and a bishop hanging.
you've got two pieces hanging, a bishop on Foxtrot 8 and a rook on L4-1. And to follow up, White has got knight takes pawn, delta 5, to get the pawn count back to equality. And then White would have a slight edge in the position, in as much as three queenside pawns against two, but that's all. In a knight and pawn ending, that might be significant, but with queens on, it's irrelevant. And even if knights come off, if all pieces come off and it's just queens, it's a draw. If all pieces but knights come off, then white has the advantage because the white knight will be in amongst the black queenside pawns first. It's a slight edge. I don't think it's enough to win by force, but club players make mistakes. Club players mishandle equal positions.
I think king takes bishop.
Well, that's an idea, isn't it? To at least have, if you go bishop takes rook on alpha one, white's going to go queen takes rook alpha one.
Ooh.
And then you have to play king takes bishop alpha eight, foxtrot ace. And then what's white got?
Queen hotel a check.
Well, that's a brilliant invasion if it works. But what it, all right, so black could play king takes bishop foxtrot 8 as an idea.
Yeah.
And then white's confronted with either winning a pawn back, knight takes delta 5, and after bishop takes alpha 1, queen takes alpha 1, black can go king golf 8 and it looks equal.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a pair of rooks to be traded on foxtrot 1 in the middle of all this. So it looks as if it's coming down to a queen versus knight endgame. Queen and knight each, with white having the slight advantage of the 3-2 majority on the queen side, but with queens on, that's nowhere near enough.
Mm-hmm.
That should be defensible, even at the highest level. So I think black king takes bishop foxtrot 8 is an interesting idea. You can exchange down, but you will own the dark squares, but whether that's enough for a draw, I don't know. All right, it's an idea. But black in the game plays bishop takes rook alpha 1.
Oh boy.
Okay, so now it's material equality. No, black is a pawn ahead, but both players have a bishop hanging. White has a bishop hanging on foxtrot 8, and black a bishop on alpha 1. So material is equal almost. Black's a pawn ahead. So White's got two thoughts. Do you, well, three. Do you play knight takes pawn, delta 5 first, or do you play queen takes bishop, or do you retreat your own bishop somewhere, like hotel 6 or bravo 4? All right. If you treat your bishop, you're never guessing on the dark squares around the black king, will you?
Right.
If you play queen takes bishop alpha 1, you force black to play king fox plus 8.
Yeah.
And then you've got a queen in hotel 8 check invasion.
Get your pawn back on hotel.
Well, who knows? You get your pawn back on delta 5 first, I think.
Yeah.
You might have queen takes hotel 7. Yeah.
Or else he has to waste a move trying to save it by pushing it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You're a lot more active with your queen on hotel 8 with your queen on delta 1.
Yeah.
And the black dark squares can be exploited. Whereas if you just move your fox or eight bishop somewhere, black will move the alpha 1 bishop somewhere, and you'll never get in on the dark squares.
This king will be safe again, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the game move for white. White in the game plays queen takes bishop alpha 1 to give the queen activity in the black king side. And black is now a piece down again. Black is a piece down again. So black in the game plays king takes bishop fox plus 8. Well, we've highlighted our plan. We were looking for queen activity. Let's just make sure this is correct. Bishop bravo 4, we played that. Echo takes bells 5, we played that. Bishop takes rook, fox for take, bishop takes rook alpha 1. Okay. Queen takes alpha 1, king takes fox for take, so all game moves. Okay, white in the game plays queen hotel 8 check. Black has no choice, it must be king echo 7. It's white to play. Any ideas? There are about three candidate moves here.
Well, kind of the obvious one is knight takes pawn check. Knight takes the...
takes delta 5 check, yeah.
That's pretty obvious.
I take it you're not playing queen takes pawn hotel 7. Black would play delta 5 takes Charlie 4 on you. Or black might push pawn delta 4 on you. All right, knight takes delta 5 is check. Queen takes hotel 7 looks like you can leave that to next move or the move after.
Yeah.
So is there anything else in the position to be considered?
So you have to think of... you could check with the rook, couldn't you?
Rook echo 1 check, and that forces the king to delta 8, doesn't it? So if king comes forward, you win a piece on echo 8. So, are you going to play knight takes delta 5 check or rook echo 1 check? And what's the difference? If there is one. Well, they might just transpose, you see.
I guess with the knight, the king can come forward, and that could be...
That might prove useful if queens come off. So, if you play rook echo one check, you force the king backward, and the knight's on echo eight is in a pin.
Pin, and the rook, if, king is on rank with the queen and all that, so...
Yeah, so it looks... Okay, knight is dealt five immediately. The black king can come forward.
Yeah.
Rook echo one check, the black king is forced onto the back rank and then into an awkward pin. So you immobilise the echo eight right, rook, knight. So the game move for white is rook echo one check.
Very nice.
And black can't put anything in the way. If black tried rook echo five, you've got it doubly attacked. So rook echo five is no good. You're not going to play queen echo six. So it's got to be, the game move has got to be king delta ace. Game move for black is king delta ace.
Oh, wait, what about queen delta six?
It's check. King delta six, you just lose the echo eight knight. It's doubled from the queen and rook.
Yeah, but black has rook takes knight, doesn't he?
Well, no, it's rook takes knight echo ace. Threatening rook delta ace. King delta six. Rook at one check.
Rook, black can get his piece back, but then he gets in more trouble. Okay.
I say that. All right, let's look at it. King delta six. All right, rook takes echo ace. Rook takes foxtrot four.
Yeah.
Let's go queen echo five check. Does that work?
Then you say, as you said before, rook to delta eight wins the queen, isn't it?
Yeah, but black might be getting enough pawns for the queen. I'm worried about black getting in sufficient pawns and the white queen not being able to beat the rook.
Oh, I see.
So let's examine it. King delta 6, rook takes echo 8, rook takes foxtrot 4, rook delta 8. Delta, do you want to play delta 4 or do you want to play delta 6? You play delta 5, takes Charlie 4. Oh, that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. You play queen echo 5, check. King Charlie 6, rook takes queen delta 7, and the other foxtrot 4 rook still hangs. So black loses. So black must do something. Okay. King delta 6, rook takes echo ace. Rook takes foxtrot 4. Rook delta ace. Black's got to do something other than pawn takes pawn. Oh, hang on, you can't play queen echo 5 check. Let's go back over this again. King delta 6, rook takes knight echo 8, rook takes foxtrot 4, rook delta 8, delta takes Charlie 4. All right, Bravo takes Charlie 4, Rook takes Charlie 4, Rook takes Delta 7 check, King takes Delta 7. Black's got 5 pawns against 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if with a move like Rook, White's got Queen takes Hotel 7. White's going to get an outside past Hotel pawn. So White's okay. Yeah, what White get an outside past Hotel pawn after Queen takes Hotel 7. So I'd Black might not be able to blockade that, but it's hard work. Maybe there's better. After King Delta 6, maybe White just plays Knight takes pawn, Echo 5, Delta 5 anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then every white piece is better. You're threatening Rook takes Knight, you're threatening Queen takes pawn, Hotel 7, to be a pawn up in the ending. I mean, after rook echo one check, king delta 6, knight takes pawn, delta 5, you're materially equality, You're threatening to win a piece, queen takes echo seven. You're threatening to win a pawn, queen takes hotel six. And you've got complete control of foxtrot six. So black can't play knight foxtrot six because he's take it, knight takes knight. So black's got an echo eight knight hanging, a hotel seven pawn hanging. So then queen takes hotel seven becomes valid. And you try and use your extra queenside pawn. I very much prefer white.
Yeah.
So the game move for black is king delta eight.
Mm-hmm.
And white in the game plays knight takes pawn delta five. So every white piece better than every black piece. The material is equal, but every white piece is better.
Yeah, looking awfully good for white.
Black's a bit short of moves.
Yeah.
Black can't move the king because you lose a piece on echo eight.
Yeah.
And if black moves the queen, she must move in such a way as she keeps protecting echo eight.
Yeah.
So black's getting very tied up. Oh, and white might have threats of rook echo seven in the air. All right, black in the game plays queen Charlie six. Well, white's got to be careful. If white goes rook echo seven now, black's got queen Charlie five check, king hotel one, rook foxtrot one mate. So after Queen Charlie six, it's white to play. Any ideas? Who isn't working well?
The queen. Well, how about Queen Foxtrot eight?
Threatening Queen Echo seven check. Okay. Yeah, you could just take on Hotel seven if you wanted. But that would be a long, hard slot. I don't know if that's enough for a win. Put it this way. After queen takes hotel seven, if I was playing somebody of my own strength, if I was white, I'd like to think I should win. If I was black, I'd like to think I should draw.
Right.
In other words, I don't know if that's enough for a win. At grandmaster to grandmaster, it probably isn't. At club level, it's anyone's. It's a win-draw situation.
You don't want to give black any time to organize, like an attack on your king or something. And just taking the hotel pawn gives black a.
But side switch. When you play queen takes hotel seven, you release the pin on the echo eight knight, so everything might come to life against you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. It's a little statement, initiative over material. So queen takes hotel seven. You got a long term good winning prospects for white at our level. But you might release an awful lot of black activity into the position first.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Okay, so the game move for white is indeed queen foxtrot eight, which threatens queen echo seven check.
That would be.
And that does win. That does win on the spot. That forces queen echo seven check is a threat. King Charlie eight, queen takes knight echo eight, and black can resign. So black really has no choice. The knight must be defended, and the threat of queen echo seven check must be stopped. So black in the game must. Play queen echo seven, queen delta seven. Game move for black is queen delta seven. So there's some very interesting threats involved with something echo seven.
Mm-hmm.
If rook echo 7, queen delta 6, unfortunate, rook takes echo 8 check and black loses everything. Oh no, there's, oh yeah, well king delta 7, rook delta 8 check, black loses everything. So if rook echo 7, it has to be queen Charlie 6 again. You might then be able to play rook takes fox dot 7. That might be a more favourable way of winning a pawn. Rook echo 7, queen Charlie 6, rook takes fox to 7. But then rook takes rook, queen takes rook, you're a pawn up in a queen and knight ending. You'd have to get queens off. Again, if I was white, I'd fancy I'd beat myself. If I was black, I'd be hoping I could draw it. But I suspect the winning chances are more for white than drawing chances for black. But it's very difficult for both players to play at our level. We would be making misjudgments over which pawns to move or not, and which side of the board the knight should be playing, which side of the board the king should go to. This is why strong players like to get club players down to endings like this. Because a stronger player will understand better how to handle the remaining pieces. So is rook echo 7 worth a punt? Or is there better?
So look at knight to Charlie 7.
He can play king takes.
Yeah, then you play rook takes knight. Can he save his queen on the next move?
Yeah, just slightly better than that.
Slightly better than that. Okay.
Okay, there's the idea. Knight Charlie 7. Black plays. If it wasn't for King takes Charlie 7, Knight Charlie 7 would win because he's threatening Knight takes Knight Echo 8, winning a piece. So Knight Charlie 7 proposed King takes, Rook takes Knight Echo 8, double question mark, Queen Delta 1 check.
All right. You could just play the Rook to the 7th then and win the Rook Queen that way.
Okay, then it would be, can black blockade the position with knight foxtrot 6? And after rook takes queen, knight takes queen, everything's protected. The white king can't get across the foxtrot file very easily. So has black got a blockade? I fancy that the queen and three pawns on the queen side might be able to create problems. But black might be holding that. Black might be able to set up a fortress. So knight Charlie 7 forces king takes, doesn't it? And rook echo 7 forces knight foxtrot 6, I think. White doesn't have to play rook takes queen. Okay, I see. Oh, that's looking a draw. Okay. I'm wondering if white can win the hotel 7 pawn somehow. Oh, white can go pawn golf 4 in the middle of all this. And if the rook comes off the foxtrot file, you've got queen takes foxtrot 7. And if the rook comes forward, it doesn't work. You have to take time out to go pawn hotel 3. But then you've got queen hotel 6. I'm trying to win the hotel 8 pawn. Okay, so Knight Charlie 7 is an interesting idea. If you wanted a draw, you could go Knight Charlie 7, followed by Queen takes Knight Echo Ace. In fact, if anything, Black might be slightly better than that, because the White King can't get active. Yeah. All right, White can come back Rook Echo 2 to Foxtrot 2. So it's looking like a draw no matter what. But you're pushing your head in the noose. For a few moves. You don't have to play silly moves like that. So Knight Charlie 7, King takes, Rook Echo 7, Knight Foxtrot 6. Rook takes Delta 7, Queen takes Delta 7, Knight takes Delta 7, and then the White Queen must come out somewhere like Queen Echo 8. I fancy Black might be holding that. White might be able to squeeze something. Maybe it's our level again, Black might mishandle it. All right, is there anything better than Knight Charlie 7 then?
Let's find it. I can find it.
All right. What do you notice about the black royalty?
Oh, yeah, they are on a file, aren't they?
All right. White's not losing here. White's got many ways to draw us. In fact, if White said draw, I think Black would accept.
Oh, yeah, and then the Knight can come to Echo 3.
That might allow Queen Delta 4, putting it in an awkward pin.
Yeah, so he moved the rook first, and then he's threatening Knight Echo 3.
So where are you thinking of putting the rook?
Rook Delta 1.
Okay, and then you're threatening moves like Knight Echo 3?
Yep.
Which both wins the Black Queen and also threatens the Black Rook on Foxtrot 5.
And probably checkmates as well and all that. Everything goes.
So, this is the game move. The game move might play Rook Delta 1.
Ouch. That's pretty nasty. What can Black do now?
Well, the threat is Knight Echo 3, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, you could put the rook in the way, Rook Delta 5. So if White's got two moves, you play Rook Delta 1, game move. If it's White to move again, you're going to play Knight Echo 3, aren't you?
Yeah.
But then Black will go Rook Delta 5. And block the Delta file with the rook.
You can't do that. There's a pawn there at Charlie 4.
And a knight on Echo 3 and a rook on Delta 1.
Yeah.
But you've got the idea. If knight echo 3, black wants to be able to play rook delta file.
File, okay, so he's got to move. Go to a different place on the. Ooh, is that not much space? Ooh. Doesn't seem you can move forward or backwards without. Oh, it's pinned now, though. Okay, good point. So the knight is pinned, so you can move the rook. And if knight takes rook, queen takes rook. Okay, so where? We've seen that Foxtrot 6 would be risky because what? Because then you could play, can you play queen takes knight?
So you're suggesting a defense of rook foxtrot 6 with the idea when the knight comes back to echo 3, you go rook delta 6.
Yeah.
And it's protected by knight and queen. And if the knight comes back to Charlie 3, it's still rook delta 6. So you're suggesting rook foxtrot 6 with the idea knight retreats, echo 3 or Charlie 3, rook delta 6, and it's doubly defended by knight and queen. So if white plays rook takes rook delta 6, you play queen takes knight delta 6, and that's looking at, oh, you got queen takes pawn foxtrot 7, but then there's queen delta 4 check, picking off your Charlie 3 knight.
Yeah.
Or the black queen will be in amongst your pieces, yeah.
But rook foxtrot 6 is no good because of white can play queen takes knight.
Okay, let's have a look. Rook takes, rook foxtrot 6. Queen takes knight, echo 8, okay? I'll play king takes first. What are you going to do?
Knight takes rook check, and I'm...
Knight takes rook check, picking up the queen next move with knight takes delta 7. Okay, so propose rook foxtrot 6. You're suggesting queen takes echo 8. It's all right, so I'll play queen takes queen, echo 8. Now what are you going to do?
Same thing, I guess knight takes rook check.
Knight takes rook check. And the king comes, all right, if queen delta 7, you just take it, rook takes. If king echo 7, I assume you're going to go knight takes queen, echo 8.
Sure.
And be a whole rook up. King takes echo 8 and your whole rook up on delta 1.
That wins, yeah.
And if, okay, let's go over this again. Rook foxtrot 6, queen takes knight check, queen takes queen and echo 8, knight takes rook, discovered check from delta 1, and the queen is always attacked, and if she comes to delta 7, you'll take it, and if black moves the king, you play knight takes queen, next move be a whole rook up.
Right.
All right. So how about rook foxtrot 4 then?
Yeah, it's got to be something different. Okay, foxtrot 4. And that's the only other possibility. Okay.
Clearly, knight takes rook foxtrot 4, queen takes rook delta 1 is a disaster.
Not so good, yeah. Mm.
And if you play knight echo 3 or knight charlie 3, the rook comes to delta 4 to block. Queen takes knight, queen after rook foxtrot 4, queen takes echo 8 is no good because knight foxtrot 6, A, isn't winning a rook, and B, could be answered by rook takes knight anyway.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, Well, you could chase it out of there, maybe. Let's see.
So, rook, fox, shot, four, propose. What are you thinking of pawn, gold, three?
Yeah, for example.
Well, if the rook goes back to foxtrot 6, we're into the same trap. Yes. If the rook goes back to foxtrot 5, we're into knight echo 3, the same trap. Yeah. So the rook, and if can the rook move sideways? Rook, it can't go, it could go echo 4.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to go rook golf 4. So after rook, foxtrot, four, pawn, golf, three, rook, echo, four, you'd have to play king, foxtrot, two, echo, foxtrot, three. Mm. But then the rook can come back to echo six, can't it? If the rook gets to echo four, it gets back to echo six.
Yeah.
So it looks as if rook, foxtrot, four, pawn, golf, three, rook echo 4, and it's getting back to echo 6 to block the rook delta 6.
Oh.
What you could do after rook foxtrot 4 is play rook delta 3. But it's no good. Rook foxtrot 4, rook delta 3. Black then plays rook echo 4. And if you play knight foxtrot 4, he's got rook delta 4. So pushing the rook on foxtrot 4 allows black to always play rook delta 4 when the knight moves from delta 5.
Yeah. And so, threatening rook to echo 4. Oh.
Anyway, to come back to echo 6, yeah. And once the rook's on the echo file, the Black King is mobile again, or something can happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Black must keep the option of being able to block any knight move with rook to delta 4. So if rook foxtrot 4, what has White got? I suspect what after rook foxtrot 4, White should probably play something like rook echo 1.
Yes, I'm looking at rook echo 1.
But Black can just go back rook foxtrot 5 and with repeated positions.
Maybe it takes a little preparation. Let's see, is there time? You could play.
Maybe White can go pawn golf 3 first.
Yes.
Maybe White goes rook echo 1, Black goes rook foxtrot 5, White goes pawn golf 3, and king golf 2, maybe, or maybe not. Pawn golf 3, and then you're threatening rook back to delta 1.
That's it, yeah.
Ah, but Black's then got rook echo. But rook echo 5 doesn't work because knight echo 3 check. Sorry, knight echo 3 skewer. Skewer, black queen, and king.
Yes.
So if Black plays rook foxtrot 4, White should play rook echo 1. And then Black's seeing, Black might go rook delta 4. That's an improvement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on. Rook foxtrot 4, proposed idea. Rook echo 1, rook delta 4. No, there's no combination, is there? There's nothing on echo 8. Maybe rook echo 7, and then queen takes foxtrot 7. That'll do. Because Black putting the rook on delta 4 has stopped any queen to the Charlie 5 checks if Black can maneuver the queen in time. So if rook foxtrot 4, rook echo 1, if rook back to foxtrot 5, you go pawn golf 3 in order to play the rook back to delta 1. So what this is saying is maybe rook delta 1 was inaccurate and white should have played pawn golf 3.
Right. And
because black's tied up no matter what.
The principle is that the black rook can't do everything. If you...
Yeah.
He's a,
So rook delta 1 was hasty. Pawn golf 3, preparing rook delta 1 was better.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to know what the game move was?
And maybe you have to do King Golf 2 as well. To keep, you don't want the rook maybe at Foxtrot 3, do you?
Probably not. Ah, no, that would be fine because if the rook ever came to Foxtrot 3 with the rook on Delta 1, you go Knight Delta 3. Knight Echo 3.
Oh, yeah.
And you hear. Yeah. But as you say, King Golf 2, safety first, mate. But you might run into a Queen Charlie 6 pin. But oh no, Queen can never come off Delta 7. You see, when White had the Rook on Echo 1, Black was virtually in subterrane. When he played Rook Delta 1,
yeah,
this allowed Rook Foxtrot 4. But by keeping the Rook on Echo 1, you keep the Black forces, Knight, Queen, and King, where they are.
Yeah, only the rook can do anything.
Only the rook can sensibly move. So you go pawn golf 3.
And you just take away its moves, and then you...
You take away Foxtrot 4, you take away Foxtrot 6 by the tactic, and so then you play rook delta 1, and it works.
Yeah.
So rook delta 1 was hasty.
Yeah. All right. That's appealing as it looks.
Yeah. All right. Black in the game plays rook, foxtrot, 6.
End of the game. Oh boy. Fisher did that. How about that?
Fisher did that. Bobby Fisher, age 13, international master, grandmaster to be in 2 years' time, plays rook, foxtrot, 6.
That's a little surprising. Foxtrot 4 is in the woods.
Well, Foxtrot 4, White has to find Rook Echo 1 again.
Yeah.
And then Rook Delta 4 maybe, but then Rook Echo 7 and Queen takes Foxtrot 7. I'm sure that's virtually winning. That's got to be very strong for White. I mean, once you get Rook and Queen doubled on the 7th rank, you're threatening Rook takes Bravo 7. All sorts.
Yeah, because even I found the winning move from here pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay, White in the game does indeed play Queen takes Knight Echo 8 check. So, you have the joy of sacrificing your Queen against Bobby Fischer.
Right.
After Queen takes Echo 8 check, we'll go over the lines anyway, Blackman's lines, but... If King takes the Queen, you walk into a Royal Fork. Knight takes Foxtrot 6. It's check. So the Queen removed the defender of the Rook. Black's idea in playing Rook Foxtrot 6 was so that if the Knight moves, you play Rook Delta 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so Queen takes Knight, Echo 8, check. If King takes, Knight takes Rook, is a Royal Fork, followed by Knight takes Queen, Delta 7. White's Queen and Knight, Rook and Knight up. So after Queen takes Knight, Echo 8, check. Game move. If Queen takes Queen, Echo 8 for Black. Knight takes Rook, discovered check. And if the Queen can only block the check by going Delta 7, and White plays Rook takes Queen. And if the King moves anywhere, King Echo 7, you just play Knight takes Queen, Echo 8, check. King takes Knight, Echo 8, and White's a whole Rook up.
Yep.
And end of game.
Wow.
So even strong players under pressure make mistakes.
Yep. Though I guess he was kind of lost anyway, but still.
He was in difficulties, but White wasn't polishing him off.
Yeah.
So in case you're wondering who was who, White is Arthur Bisgaya.
Oh.
And in the next 13 times they mess, The results were 100%.
For Fisher.
For Fisher, yeah. A streak. I think the next time we both met, they were both grandmasters. Mm. And I think the 13 wins in a row by Bobby Fischer are the record for any grandmaster over grandmaster continuous streak of victories.
Well, really? Yeah, if it was. But seldom would they play that often, I guess, even. That's for starters. And then.
Well, Kasparov Karpov have played maybe 150 times, maybe. But never has one had 13 wins against another.
But because there's roughly equally matched, so they're going to be quite a few draws in there.
But in fairness to Bisguier, he wasn't crushed 13 times.
Yeah, he was in there.
Sometimes he was beaten, sometimes he was in there fighting away with a good game.
Sure.
So he wasn't always crushed, but the results went against him.
Well, Fischer, yeah. This must have been like a low point for Fischer right here, before the calm before the storm, where he went for that.
Well, he just played one bad move, rook F6. All right, no, he played one indifferent move. He played bishop down to 7.
Yeah.
Which is now a strategy in that sort of position. But bishop echo 6 we now think is better. And he then played rook foxtrot 6, which was just losing.
Well, it was too late by then,
yeah.
I think the big bad move was knight to alpha 5. That was, yeah.
Well,
it didn't work because of Bravo 3. And...
Well, the plan was to get a pawn break with pawn Bravo 5, but it never arrived because White's central break combined with Knight Delta 5 and all the threats that came with it.
Yeah.
Just meant black. It was like being up against the ropes with Muhammad Ali going at you.
You've got one knight time behind your back on Alpha 5. Which made it was an awful night anyway, and then it made a wonderful target for the bishop. it was everything bad about that move, and it allowed the push in the first place, as you pointed out. Its job was to keep an eye on
echo five.
Yeah, so
if black had succeeded in getting pawn Bravo 5 in, there would have been counterplay.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So the whole plan of bishop delta 7, rook Charlie 8, knight alpha 5, pawn alpha 6 was one move short.
No. That's often what it takes in chess. If one move short, you're in big trouble.
And then white just kept the pressure up. And if we're understanding this correctly, near the end, instead of rook delta 1, pawn golf 3 would have prepared rook delta 1. And there doesn't seem to be much black could have done about this.
Right. But if he got that move rook shot 4, then he can get onto to echo 4, and then he might have a pretty good defense.
Mind you, all right, we were criticising rook delta 1. If white had played pawn golf 3 with the rook back and echo 1, black might have had pawn foxtrot 6 with the idea of rook echo 5.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, rook echo 7, queen charlie 6, queen foxtrot 7, it's looking pretty horrible.
Yeah.
You'd feel something should give. Oh, hang on, black's got queen charlie 5, check with a mate. Oh no, there's a rook echo 3 or something echo 3, but it's looking a bit ropey. So maybe black wasn't losing all the time. Maybe black was always just hanging on in there. It looked horrible after queen hotel 8 check and the king gets eventually pinned on delta 8, but it might just be holding.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know what's happening in May yet. I've got one tournament definitely planned, and I'm trying to get into another. So there could be two weekends missing.
Okay. Next Sunday is... you still don't know?
Next Sunday is looks okay.
Okay.
It's the Sunday after. It's the 12th and the 26th. But the 26th is almost certain. And the 12th I'm looking for, but I can't seem to get a response from the organiser yet.
That's strange. Huh. All right.
Yeah, they're normally keen. When a player says, I want to enter, they're normally quite keen, aren't they?
Yeah, they like those entry fees.
I don't know. So there may or may not be a session that week.
Mm-hmm.
But the fifth and the 19th are okay. 26th definitely out as far as I can tell. And 12th maybe, probably, don't know.
Okay.
So next week will be fine.
Very good. You'll have to decide what email to send out.
Yeah, it'll be conditional, as I've just explained. I'll probably say no 12th. And if there is one, I might be able to corroborate before the email, because I could send out in about May the 2nd or 3rd, couldn't I?
Yeah, you can wait a few days. Right.
And then contact should have been made, corroboration over the 12th.
Or yes or no, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I should be able to make a yes no by then, yeah. Because if for some reason the event isn't going to be run, I can always send an email out anyway.
Right.
I mean, the organisers reserve the right to cancel if there just aren't enough entries.
Yep.
And they have to take a gamble maybe 4 or 5 days before.
Yes.
So, between us, assume the 12th isn't on, but it might be.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Very interesting game. Interesting to see. Oh, I did want to make one comment. I saw some grandmaster said once, I forget who it was, that the way to have a chance against Fischer, or even to beat him, is don't give him a plan. Because if you give him a plan, he is the world's greatest at executing a plan.
Yeah.
Give him no plan, which is kind of this case. He didn't really have any great obvious plan. And then he ended up losing. Of course, it's true in general. Don't try to give your
opponent. So he doesn't have the patience of Karpov.
Try to give your opponent.
Yeah, he doesn't have the patience. He doesn't have the patience of Korchnoi or Karpov.
Yeah, to keep things stable without a plan, without a definite plan, and then just keep loose until finally a plan will emerge and then win. Or I suppose sometimes games go all the way to the end without really any obvious plan to them. They just go and end up in a draw or something. Because Karpov, I guess that's his method. In fact, try not to give your opponent any plan. That's a big thing he did. Oh, that reminds me of another thing. Have you heard about domination in chess?
No.
It's the idea of taking moves away from your opponent. So it reminds me of the standoff thing we've talked about with the...
The knight-bishop standoff.
Yeah. But in that sense, they're kind of dominating each other. They would say the dominating people. There's a book called Domination by some grandmaster, I guess. His general idea is to take away moves from your opponent. You know, you put a pawn in there so the knight can't advance or be taken. And
so it's get your prophylaxis in first.
Yeah, and you just kind of narrow how many moves he can make altogether as a general strategy. It's kind of a constriction idea. But I thought it was an interesting general idea to think about. And a name for it, domination. It's not actually a very good name, because like the bishop knight, it's not like one piece dominates the other. They're in a way they're dominating each other.
they're both mutually restricted. It comes down to whoever has to move and can't becomes worse. If neither feels the need to move, if circumstances elsewhere on the board dictate one of them must get moving and it can't, then one becomes dramatically superior to the other.
Yeah. I think I talked about that once in an email to you too, like the rook can place itself so that the knight can't move, or a lot of the moves of the knight are taken away.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. It's that kind of idea. You can think of all pairs of pieces and how they can interact. But apparently that kind of idea has been found already by this domination idea. Like the pawn dominating the knight is more obvious, where the pawn actually dominates the knight because the knight can't advance towards the pawn. It will be taken by the... Anyhow, I just thought I'd pass it on to you. Okay, see you next time. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.